This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The midterm elections are a month away, and a lot is at stake here in the Delaware Valley and across Pennsylvania and in New Jersey. Joining me to catch up on some of the key contests is our senior reporter, Dave Davies. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jen.
Dave, we have a governor's race in Pennsylvania, and the only debate of the campaign occurred Monday, moderated by, of all people, Alex Trebek, host of Jeopardy. How did he do?
Pretty badly, in all honesty. In fact, badly enough to merit a story in the Washington Post about it. It was just kind of weird. Here's an example. For his very first question, he noted that Governor Wolf had gotten applause in the past when he said the words, "Fly, eagles, fly."
And that started me thinking. So please, sir, tell me the name of the starting defensive lineman for the Eagles, who has won two consecutive Super Bowls, each one with a different team.
Yeah, the governor didn't know the answer, and people weren't quite sure what was going on. Trebek's questions were long and meandering and filled with personal opinions and anecdotes. You know, I did a little tally. Of the first 21 minutes of the debate, Trebek was holding forth for more than 8 minutes. More than a third of the time. He didn't leave a lot of time for the candidates. The challenger, Scott Wagner, was more aggressive. He got the lion's share of the floor.
Well, it seems like a real lost opportunity. Could there be another debate?
Well, there could be, but there won't, because Governor Wolf, breaking with a long tradition, has agreed to only a single debate. This is sometimes common among front runners. He has a lead in the polls. They don't want to give their opponents more exposure. But after this disappointing event, we at WHYY did reach out to the governor's campaign and see if he'd be interested in us sponsoring a debate. We got a very quick reply. Nothing has changed. Governor Wolf will not be doing any other debates. It's kind of a shame because there are real issues here, and these candidates have distinctly different views and records on school funding, the role of government, and other policy issues that you don't really get a good sense of from TV commercials.
Yeah, but we have been following Scott Wagner's campaign, of course, and he's from York County. He's the Republican. He's setting up an office, a campaign office in Philadelphia, and pitching to Philadelphians, including African-American voters.
Yeah, he has a commercial that was shot in West Philadelphia where he speaks with a lot of African-American voters. And, yeah, last weekend he opened a Democrats for Wagner office in Center City. I went to the opening, and I recognized a man who was there, who was in the commercial. He is Tracy L. Fisher, the founder of Democrats for Wagner, who told me he's been a Democrat all his life, but that Governor Wolf has let his community down.
He himself know we're number one in poverty. He himself know the schools are falling down. He himself know that the urban community is being neglected. Homelessness, lack of education, lack of finances, all these abandoned houses and stuff.
So he's clearly passionate about this, but there's a little backstory here. Mr. Fisher runs a nonprofit organization in Southwest Philadelphia, and I wrote a story last November about the fact that Scott Wagner bought two brand new vans for that group to use in its work. So Mr. Fisher may have more than one reason to support Mr. Wagner.
Mm. Dave, does Scott Wagner really expect to get votes in Philadelphia?
Well, he says he can move the needle here, and maybe he can a bit. One thing I've heard over the years from political consultants is that when you see a conservative Republican making a public appeal to black voters, it's often really aimed at moderate white voters, particularly in the suburbs. Remember, they will see these commercials, too, in this market, to reassure them that the candidate is not a racist. It is okay to vote for him.
Dave, we also have a U.S. Senate race, of course. Democratic incumbent Bob Casey is challenged by Republican Congressman Lou Barletta. There are a lot of TV ads out there to be seen, and there's one that clearly depicts Senator Casey as the bipartisan candidate.
Right. He's running that a lot, and I brought an excerpt of that. It begins with a couple sitting on their front porch speaking into the camera.
I'm a Democrat. He's a Republican.
It has its ups and downs, believe me.
Amen. So we admire how Bob Casey works with both sides.
And the couple goes on to say that Casey works across the aisle, and at the end, the camera shot widens, and Casey is seated with the couple on the porch.
That's right. Republicans and Democrats really can work together.
Sometimes.
I'm Bob Casey, and all three of us approve this message.
It's cute. And what's really going on here is that Bob Casey, who since the election of Donald Trump has been a very vocal critic, he joined protesters at the airport of the immigration policies. He's reassuring voters that he is the same moderate Bobby Casey you've always known.
Well, truth be told, how does that race look?
in this race, as in the governor's race, the Democrats have a big lead in the polls and a lot more money. And one thing that you can see is that national Republican groups are not putting a lot of money into those races, which is an indication they don't think they're so terribly competitive. I will say I had a conversation with John Brabender, who's a well-known Republican consultant. He said, yes, but remember 2016 when Hillary Clinton led the whole way and people could see something was happening across the state. And he thinks it might happen again, and Republicans can make some noise on November 6th.
Before we finish up here, what about congressional races in the region?
Well, this is something we're going to talk a lot more, I think, about in future conversations, Jen. But there are competitive races in our region and across the Commonwealth, and Democrats, who started the year with just 5 of the state's 18 congressional seats, think they can pick up at least 2 more, maybe 5, maybe more. So they're optimistic. I will say Republicans are saying that the Kavanaugh controversy has galvanized their support and they're feeling a little better about their chances. We'll see.